Hello everyone, I am Mariah Muhammad with Becker's Hospital Review. Thank you for tuning in to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast Series. Today I'm thrilled to be joined by David Pegg and Dr. Sarah Ballister of Dental Care Alliance. David is the Chief Development Officer and leads development of Dental Care Alliance, an industry-leading dental service organization with a thoughtful and partnership-focused growth strategy to expand the number of dental offices it supports through mergers, affiliations, equity partnerships, and de novo opportunities. David has more than 20 years of experience as an investor and advisor in the healthcare services industry. He started his private equity career with MVP Capital Partners in Philadelphia. And prior to DCA, he was a partner with Enhanced Equity Funds in New York. As part of his responsibilities, he has evaluated and been involved with numerous provider-based multi-site healthcare companies, including those in the dental space. An accomplished business development professional, he is well-versed in LBO, corporate development, mergers, acquisitions, and strategic development.
David is joined by Dr. Sarah Ballister, board-certified in periodontology and dental implant surgery, Dental Care Alliance, Chief Dental Officer, specialty in hygiene. Dr. Ballister stands for identifying and removing barriers between patients and care. She strives to empower clinicians to improve both their lives and their clientele practice outcomes. Dr. Ballister continuously works to elevate dental hygiene, dentistry, and oral health care. Her articles have been featured on the covers of Inside Dentistry and Compendium. She is a key opinion leader and expert panel member for industry leaders in laser dentistry and dental technology. She received her DMD from Rutgers School of Dental Medicine and earned her certificate in periodontics from the NYU College of Dentistry. Thank you for talking with us today. With that, let's jump into our conversation. Both panelists, thank you for joining me. And can you please explain a little bit of why you each came to DCA, starting with you, Dave?
Sure. Well, it's a pleasure to be with you. It's an even bigger pleasure to share the panel with Dr. Ballister. She's the real expert here. But in terms of my path to DCA, as you had mentioned, I spent close to 20 years as a private equity partner investing in businesses like DCA. And what drew me to this particular opportunity, which was a bit unanticipated, was the fact that it represented a lot of the core tenets to successful multi-site healthcare service businesses that I had been a part of or that I had witnessed as a private equity partner. Specifically, they believe that DCA believes that healthcare is a local business. And so as you look at our strategy, it's one that is a multi-branded strategy. So we really support the name on the door because that's become synonymous with patient experience and high quality clinical care to the patient community that they serve. The second was the mission, vision, and values of the people. As I've said, you know, time and time again, companies and practices go as the people go. What struck me about DCA was the fact that the people both inside the practices providing care to the patients as well as the people in the support services office in Sarasota truly believed that they were doing well by doing good. They were there to support the doctors and their teams in the delivery of care to patients. And so this patient-centric, doctor-centric approach that's been part of DCA's core DNA since inception, now over three decades ago, that very much kind of resonated with me. And so, you know, when the door opened, it was not one that I necessarily walked through, but I sprinted through because here was a company with tremendous culture, tremendous people, tremendous doctors, tremendous teams, and brands. And it had been around now for, at the time, over 25 years. And so here was an established, well-regarded organization with the right culture. And I felt as though if I was going to step into a role, and I hesitate to use the word operating, but we'll go with it. But if I was going to step into an operating company, this is exactly the type of organization that I would want to be a part of. And that holds true to this very day. So very proud to be part of DCA, very proud to work along the fine people, both inside the practices as well as in the support services center in Sarasota, and most importantly, the opportunity to work alongside the likes of Dr. Ballester and our clinical leaders is an opportunity that I think anyone would run towards. So those are the reasons that I joined DCA.
Absolutely. And Dr. Ballester, what about you?
So I joined DCA from a different pathway than my colleague, Dave. I joined DCA by becoming first a provider in an affiliate practice, and then later stepping into leadership and supporting clinicians behind the scenes. So the reason I joined DCA in 2017 was definitely from the lens and viewpoint of a provider. I'd worked in private practice, and I'd made a conscious decision to look for practices affiliated with DSOs and look into practices that had the type of support that I did not feel I was able to get in private practice. So after learning about all the different dental service organizations and looking into their affiliate practices, I came upon Dental Care Alliance and saw that their mission, vision, and values that David shared was in line with how I practiced as a provider, and moved forward in partnership as a periodontist in 5 of our allied practices. After working as a periodontist and working from the clinical standpoint, giving care as a provider, I was given the opportunity to step into a leadership role this past year as Chief Dental Officer of Specialty and Hygiene, and shift my view from giving care directly to supporting and empowering clinicians and making sure they have all the tools and support they need to give the best care. I want to share that I do still practice one day a week in one of our affiliate practices. That way I can keep my fingers wet and keep myself best able to support our providers. So that is my story of how I ended up joining Dental Care Alliance.
Absolutely. That's absolutely amazing. Turning back to you, Dave, how has DCA evolved over the years? And what does today's organization reflect about the industry and how DCA is bringing care to patients?
Yeah, so 3 decades now, 31, we're in our 31st year. So it was started in Florida by Dr. Steve Matzkin and Mitch Olin and Dave Nichols. And it started with a handful of practices, and we'll do a bit of a timeline fast forward. But in terms of how it's evolved today, I would tell you the one thing that has been constant. The tagline was, it was started by dentists for dentists, and so I think that still very much holds true today. Which is, DCA is an organization that has always had the dentists front and center. The dentists and their teams have been our priority, and supporting them in the delivery of care to patients. And I think that's very unique. I really do. And I think as time has passed, we have demonstrated the ability to be a learning and evolving organization. And really, that's rooted in, we spend a lot of time listening. And I think that's very unique as well. We do not approach our affiliations with a cookie cutter model. We understand that practices, I use the analogy, they're kind of like snowflakes. From afar, they look very similar, but up close, they all have their own special nuances. And you need to understand those nuances in order to appropriately support them. And I think as we've now, with the addition of Dr. Ballester on the adult specialty side, Dr. Matt Friedman on the pediatric specialty side, we have evolved as an organization in our appreciation for, yes, there are a cadre of support service functions that we can bring to bear to the benefit of the practices. But as we've diversified into specialty, also recognizing the nuance of specialty and making sure that we have both the clinical and operational acumen and specialty, pardon the pun, to recognize the nuanced differences between specialty and general practice, general dentistry practices. And so I think that's, in summary, right, we've always maintained our doctor-centric focus. We've always maintained that we need to support practices according to their nuance. And now as we've broadened our footprint of practices into standalone specialty, both on the adult as well as on the pediatric side, understanding that that nuance extends also to the clinical and operational support that those specialty practices deserve.
No, absolutely. And going back to Dr. Ballester, how has patient care evolved in recent years as a whole and at DCA?
So first, let me speak to some general changes in patient care overall in North America. A lot of things were really pushed to the forefront, and a lot of these changes were accelerated by COVID-19 and shifts in what individual patients are looking for and what providers are looking to give. One of the biggest shifts that's happening in the field of dentistry is a shift from caring just for the patient's teeth to caring for the overall patient themselves. I describe it as oral healthcare and rather than dental care, with new studies coming out that are linking systemic health to oral health. A lot of dentists are shifting their mindset and their treatment approach to treating the patients holistically. And a lot of that new approach is supported by new advances in technology, such as guided biofilm therapy and use of lasers in hygiene, periodontics, and oral surgery. So at DCA, my role is to support our doctors working in the field. And the way that I support them in this changing environment is to make sure that they're educated, they're aware of all the literature, they have continuing education, and that our operations team is aware of the shift in operational needs that are partnered with these shifts in healthcare needs. If an individual wants to shift their practice to focus on this holistic care and incorporate things like guided biofilm therapy and lasers, we're here to support that change from an operational standpoint, as well as supporting it through a clinical education standpoint. So that is a basic overview of the general shift in dentistry and hygiene, which is one from dental providers and tooth cleaners to oral healthcare providers. And we wholeheartedly stand behind our clinicians in their journey to become oral healthcare providers and holistically care for our patients, as it's in line with our mission, vision, and values and putting patient care first.
Yeah, I love how, you know, you're kind of treating patients as a whole and not just through oral, which is amazing. Dave, what are some key differences in the types of practices and what a DSO can bring to each? And what are some dynamics happening in DSO space with regard to GP versus specialty practices?
Sure. So I go back to there can be any number of differences among practices. I mean, you've seen one practice and you've seen one practice, and that can extend operationally, it can extend culturally. And so it ties back to, again, understanding, right, your partner, i.e. our affiliate, and understanding where and how can we as an organization plug into the practice. It's not about them plugging into us. It's about us plugging into them and bringing the infrastructure, the investment, the services that have been built over the last three decades to bear to the benefit of the doctor, their teams, and ultimately the patient. And so I would say, you know, understand the nuance, right? And there are nuances, and they could be, you know, it could be in terms of how do they go about marketing towards their patients as it relates to specialty. How are you building your referral networks? How are you marketing to doctors? What's been effective? How can we bring perhaps a broadened purview or broadened set of experiences across our 100 plus standalone specialty practices and, you know, close to 40% of our 800 providers are specialists. There's a lot of experience that can be tapped into that we do tap into, and that we can bring that broad set of experiences, that broad knowledge set to bear to the benefit of the practice. It can't be a one size fits all approach. especially when we are looking to partner with an organization, embrace their brand, understand the market, understand the patients that they serve, and then develop a very, in collaboration with the doctor, a very thoughtful approach about how can we provide more, create more access to care for patients? How can we expand their brand so that they can serve more patients in need? And so I think it's, again, it ties back to listening. It ties back to understanding nuance. There are, you know, again, as I mentioned, any number of differences from one practice to another. In terms of the market dynamics, certainly the prevalence of specialty DSOs has been one that I think everybody, irrespective of, you know, who you would have on this panel today, would tell you that the prevalence of specialty DSOs is certainly more today than it has ever been. And I think there are some specialty DSOs that do a nice job. I think the benefit of, if you're a specialist becoming part of DCA, is again that broadened purview. This is not we are not an emerging organization. You're talking about an organization that's got a knowledge set and experience set that spans more than three decades. And I think also the benefit of bringing multiple pieces of insight, pieces of information, experienced providers, insightful leadership that has navigated organizations through good times and in bad. And so I think while there is a place for specialty DSOs today, I think being part of Dental Care Alliance as a specialist provides access to such an expansive knowledge and experience set that at the end of the day, right, our focus is your practice should be better with us than without us. And I think we've demonstrated both across GP as well as specialty that holds true. The practices we know are better with us than they are without us. And we know how, whether it's general dentistry or specialty, we know how to bring experience and the resources to bear to the doctors and the practices with whom we partner.
Yeah, absolutely. And something that you say, you know, everything really does go back to just listening and understanding. So I'm happy that that's at the base of your actions. Turning back to you, Dr. Ballester, going forward, what will you be focused on to best support specialty practices and to best support hygiene? How does being affiliated with the DSO support these goals?
So some of the biggest steps in supporting specialty and hygiene have been taken and are in the process of taking right now. So echoing what Dave had shared, as an organization, we recognized that our specialists needed unique support, and they needed unique support from a specialty clinician. So when we chose to create our adult specialty division and we chose to create our pedo and ortho divisions, we were really looking to ensuring that our clinical specialists were led by specialists and supported by specialists, because to keep hammering home the point, our needs are unique from both an operational and a clinical standpoint. And I'm really thrilled that an organization that has the experience and depth and breadth like DCA has recognized this need and created a space just for specialists within this really strong and diverse DSO environment. And that's really what makes us so unique and really allows us to support our specialists. As far as some steps that we're looking to take to support our clinicians, it's a lot about what we can do to remove barriers between patients and care, which is our tagline and what I stand for. So a lot of things that can be barriers between patients and care are finances, our fear, and our even unempowered clinicians. So every step we take and I take from a clinical support standpoint is to address all of these barriers. So I will be working towards empowering our clinicians with clinical education and continuing education opportunities, giving them access to that, giving them access to communication skills, presentation skills for if a specialty provider would like to have a lunch and learn or study club with other dentists. So that kind of support from a clinical standpoint for our specialists. As far as any changes that have been made to better support hygiene, it really falls in line with taking our hygienists and elevating them from tooth cleaners to oral healthcare providers. And that's a big cultural change that I'm pushing for with my whole team on the back end. And not just doing it from supporting the hygienists, but inviting and enrolling our dentists to see the possibilities of empowering their hygienists, both for giving great clinical care for their patients, but having great practice outcomes. So how does being affiliated with a DSO support these goals? To me, it's like having the best kept secret. It's having all of these people fighting for you in your corner, making sure that you succeed as a provider that is so special and helps support these goals for both our specialists and our hygienists. And another way that really being affiliated with a DSO supports this shift and this removing barriers between patients and care is empowerment. It's the depth and breadth of having all of these other specialists that are also affiliated on your team and knowing that you're not facing it alone, that there are, I believe we have a 300 specialty providers. Dave, please correct me if I'm wrong.
That's right. Yeah. Actually north of that, but yeah, so, close to 40% of our providers are specialists.
So being affiliated with a DSO empowers you not only from all of the support and clinical support from the back end through continuing education and empowerment, but it supports your goals by knowing you have this team behind you, where in private practice, you don't have that size of a team. And what's even more unique about Dental Care Alliance is you have a team of specialists who are like you, supporting you, and then you can even reach further out and have a huge, huge number of clinicians that are supporting you across the country. And it's really, really great as a provider to feel part of a team and not like we're all facing this alone.
Yeah, that's truly amazing. I would love to get some closing thoughts and comments on industry shifts or exciting things anticipated in the future and how this may impact the DSO space or DCA. So Dave, we will start with you. Could you please share your thoughts or comments?
Sure. I think the most exciting thing that I can share is that DCA continues to be an organization that is focused on partnering with best-in-class doctors who see the value of a partnership with our organization, and that's something that they want to be a part of. I often use the metaphor of we should be walking towards one another for all the right reasons. And so we are continued on growing a best-in-class network of practices, and we are focused on continuing to support the growth and development of our doctors across general dentistry, adult specialty, and pediatric specialty. You know, for a company that's been around for, as I mentioned, now 31 years, I feel like we are jumping off into it feels like DCA 2.0. We're jumping off into our next big phase of growth here. And the last few years have had plenty of growth. So it's been really exciting. I see only our best days ahead of us. And that's what I would tell you as it relates to DCA is most exciting for me. And I think the vast majority of people, if not all of them inside the organization, share that sentiment. As it relates to the broader DSO industry, I think, you know, again, this is the opportunity for all of the DSOs that are in existence today to support doctors in their delivery of care. exists. It's such a vast and expansive industry. You know, we've got 110,000 practices across the United States, 200,000 plus licensed dentists. And so I feel as though there's plenty of opportunity for all sorts of DSOs to support doctors in their mission, vision, and values. But what's most important to me in that context is that that organizations like DCA, that all of us as a DSO industry do deliver on that value proposition. We do deliver on all the things that Dr. Ballister just unpacked in terms of why she feels, you know, DCA is so compelling as a partner, and why she is a doctor in private practice, right? She could never replicate what DCA's provided her now, being part of our organization, being allied with us and us with her. And I think that's really important. I want all all the dentists, general dentistry, specialty, to have good experiences with their partners. I think there's plenty of opportunity. I think the reasons that compel doctors to join an organization, especially coming out of COVID, are, you know, stronger than ever, certainly more prevalent than ever. I don't think anybody wants to, I don't think any doctors want to go through anything like that alone again. But what's most important to me, while the industry is very exciting, it continues to grow, dentistry is a fabulous, fabulous market industry for so many reasons. But in order to ensure kind of the health and growth of the DSO space, as exciting as the industry is to ensure that organizations continue to deliver on the value proposition, on their, we use the term covenant, they continue to deliver on the covenant that they make to the doctor, their team, and the practices. So yeah, it's a pretty fantastic space. It's one that I'm very proud to be a part of.
Absolutely. And Dr. Ballister, do you have any closing thoughts or comments on industry shifts or exciting things anticipated in the future and how this may impact DSO space or DCA?
I want to share that I'm just thrilled to be a part of and to have the privilege of inspiring specialists and hygienists to step into their power as clinicians, to be part of the shift to holistic and oral healthcare, to be part of elevating dental hygienists from tooth cleaners to oral healthcare providers, to be part of making each specialist realize how powerful and supported they are. And I'm so excited that I'm given the chance to take the clinical lead for the newly formed adult specialty division. And I look forward to the formation of this division, serving both to fully empower our clinicians and help them provide state-of-the-art oral healthcare for their patients. And I really look forward to creation of this environment where specialists are leading specialists, operations is tailored to their specific needs, and DCA continues to grow as the partner of choice for our industry's best dental professionals. There's so much to look forward to, and a lot of it is what Dave touched on, which is the realization, especially coming out of COVID, that none of us ever have to do this alone again. And I'm really glad to be part of creating that community. So thank you for the opportunity to share.
Thank you so much for your time. That was absolutely beautiful. I want to say thank you, both of you, for your time and thought-provoking responses today. We also want to thank our podcast sponsor, Dental Care Alliance. You can tune into more podcasts from Becker's Healthcare by visiting our podcast page at beckershospitalreview.com. Thank you so much again.